Yeah, warriors, we're taking it down. Raise your voices and stand up this town. We're the champions of craft beer sport. Tolkien Audio, we hold down the fort.
So, I'm curious, Lee, as you were cruising around today, I know you've been busy. Did you see that the nation's capital is getting a new concert venue?
I did not.
Okay, so, right down there on Rideau Street, where the big Chapters was, has been Live Nation, who sucks, a terrible company, but they do they do good work. They have struck a deal with the NCC, and they are going to turn that building, because Chapters has moved into Rideau Center, into a much smaller location. I guess we're all reading on our iPads and phones and Kindles and whatnot. So maybe two-floor bookstores in the heart of downtown, not as necessary as it once was. Kind of a bummer to see that, but understandable. They've moved out of that location. They've been looking for something to do with it, and they're going to turn that into kind of a mid-size concert. Obviously, you're never going to cram 20,000 people into a Chapters until Lever Sage writes a book, in which case, you know, get your tickets early. But I'm into this a little bit, man. And I got another question I want to ask, put to you, because you've been here in the nation's capital longer than I have. Yeah. But I'm curious, like, you think something like this is going to work? Because I don't know what you think you could put in there once you've renovated it. It's a pretty big, you know, anyone who's been into that bookstore, it was a big, so 1,500 maybe, you know, in a standing room only kind of thing, maybe a little less. I don't know, but there's a lot of acts that's a nice intimate place. You know, you grew up similar to me, close to Toronto, where there was a lot of venues like that, a little bit smaller than, you know, you were never going to put 3,500 people in there, but a lot of bands getting their start that way, a lot of indie acts that would tour the country and get a nice start. You know, you've been in the nation's capital a while. This is going to be new. It's going to be state of the art. We don't have a ton of these around. Do you think it can work right down there on Rideau Street? They're trying to, you know, the Byward market has slid a little bit in terms of its desirability and wanting to go there.
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah. So I'm just curious. Do you think something like this is going to work? You happy to? I know I'm springing this on you kind of out of nowhere, but no, any first impressions?
I love when you do this, because these are the things that matter to people of Ottawa, right? So my first instinct as soon as you said that is, oh my God, yes. So I also come from the venue or the like going to venues that I want to see intimate performances, right? And the best concerts I've ever seen, really, except for one, have all been in smaller environments and not in sort of the big stadium blues fest. Kind of, not that those are bad.
No, but, no, of course.
You know, they just put in so many people that it's not quite the atmosphere that you would like. So this to me is a fantastic idea, because it is very central. It's right. It's going to be right on, you know, the train that works half the time, which is awesome. Hopefully it's working.
As long as the train works the night of your concert, you're going to love this.
You're going to love it. But you can get there and like, it's a perfect location for people to park elsewhere and just take the train in and go to the concert and leave.
Couple options. Or if you want to, come early. Lots of options for dinner down in that area, right? Like if you're trying to bump the downtown up a little bit again, I like this, man.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that if you're making this new venue in 2024, it's going to be something a little bit more state-of-the-art, right? Like, I loved going to the old halls that, you know, and I still, and I've told you, I mean, we talked about the Tragically Hip, but and now I'm getting so old, the Horseshoe. I was like, the Horseshoe downtown Toronto is just an incredible venue to go and see somebody that you really like. That area,
the Docks, the Cool House, right? Yeah. In Toronto, like where you and I go, there's a bunch of places like that. And this is, I guess, I'm kind of pushing you around here a little bit, as I like to do, but you've been in the nation's capital a while. Like, outside of the big stuff, Canadian Tire Center, TD Place, I'm not even gonna let you use the Civic Center. Like, when you're gonna go and see a band or even a comedian or an actor or something, like, I know there are places like that out there, the Bronson Center, or they've got the, I'm forgetting the name of it now because it's changed a couple times, that convention center out near the airport. Like, there are places to see shows.
Don't forget Algonquin.
No, where, that's right. Algonquin
Nelly,
Theater.
When Nelly came into town, where did he play? Algonquin Commons Theater.
I had
Theater.
Two friends who went to that. One of them sick to death. Like, just the worst flu you've ever seen. And decided, I have to see Nelly. I've always wanted to see Nelly.
Oh my God. She
had
really?
So this is actually my friend's sister who had traveled 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever the hell, from Toronto to come up and go with her sister to see Nelly. And they had, I don't know what, if it was just by coincidence afterwards or if you'd paid for like a backstage pass, but to like get pictures and stuff with them. And they're standing like girls at that age, this is a long time ago, want to do, right? Like, look, I'm tight with Nelly and we're taking the selfie and whatever. And I'm like, this guy's on tour. You're breathing. You haven't gone to work in 3 days. But I'm good to go see Nelly and breathe all over him and whatever. Probably shut down the next 4 stops on the tour. You were so close to him. But you're right. That was at Algonquin, which was odd.
I always was like, man, I would really have to want to go see someone to want to go to Algonquin
to watch a concert. It gets more and more awkward the older you get, right? Like, I can't go to that. Like, I'd love to see that performer.
I can't do that.
Say, exactly. Like, Kevin Smith came, right? He does those speaking tours, the guy behind Clerks and whatever. He does stand-up acts and Q&As and stuff, and he's done Algonquin twice. I'm like, can't do it. I just can't go.
Yeah, that's it. And so I just think if you're building something in 2024, it is going to be more state of the art. It is going to be sort of more like better acoustics,
top-end sound in there. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
A better place to go and see somebody that you really want to see. And I think too, like, these things can work. And I don't know if you've ever been out to. Did I tell you the story about Neat? Do you know the coffee shop Neat?
Nope.
Which is in Burnstown, which is almost on the way to Calabogie for people who go up to Calabogie for summers and cottages and different things. It's literally this
Sounds
coffee shop. Yeah, this coffee shop on the corner at a stop sign.
Okay.
And you walk in and you're kind of like, oh, this is a little different. But you walk to your left. And there's this place that you can kind of have dinner, and there's a stage, but it kind of looks like you're grade 3. You had a play there in grade 3, like a little wooden thing, and the room probably holds
65.
I don't know. I was going to say for dinner, 60, maybe 50, and if they clear the tables out,
right,
couple hundred maybe.
Okay.
And when you look and see who – and I'm not talking about, like, you know, crazy acts, but I'm talking about like 5440, Biff Naked, Sloan.
Right. That's awesome.
You know, some of the bands that, you know, were, I don't want to say they're not somebody now, but you know what I'm saying.
I do,
like,
yeah.
Had their heydays in the 90s or the early 2000s. Colorado was there a couple of times.
Yeah.
But like when you walk into this thing, you're like, there's no way 5440 played here. There's no way Sloan played here. And then you look and you kind of see the posters on the wall, and it became this venue that the bands would go to try out some new music, to have an intimate environment. And the people would pay top dollar to come in, because if you love those bands,
yep.
I would pay, like, you know, I know concert tickets are crazy, so it's weird to say that, like, but back 10 years ago when concert tickets weren't crazy, it would be like, I would pay $100
right.
or $120 to go have
now $100 is what you got to tip the scalper.
Yeah. No, I know, exactly. I know concert tickets are crazy,
it's
now,
stupid.
But you know what I mean?
I do,
like,
man.
The money, and it was just this idea, and I talked to a couple of, like, people in the bands, especially I know the guys from Colorado, and they were like, it's the coolest thing ever, because you connect with everybody that's there. You get to try out new things and you don't feel intimidated. Everyone sits down and we all just have beers and drinks afterwards in the same room.
Right.
They have a couple of places to stay, and I kind of feel like this is a little bit more of an elevated, hey, what if, like, pick an act that's not super big right now.
Feist.
Bring them in.
Yep.
And if you're a fan of, like, I'm a huge fan of The Watchmen, say.
Sure.
And
absolutely every time.
You and I were in stereo together here, okay? But I'm a huge fan. They might be my favorite band of all time. Like, wow. They're right up there.
Yeah.
And so when they would come down and play at Mavericks downtown,
right.
I would be there 2 hours before to make sure I'm, like, front row. If I ever got a chance to see The Watchmen in an environment like this, mm-hmm. or bands that used to be a little bit bigger and now aren't, but come and play in this 1500 crazy sound, crazy acoustic right downtown Ottawa. I think this is a great use of the venue,
man. Yeah.
Like, it is. Yeah. It's a perfect little, you can get up and have a couple of levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always, I've had a couple of chances to see in small venues from the rafters, as they say, but you're on top of the band. You're just like on the second level, and it's amazing. And to see the crowd down. Anyway, I've been to the Bronson Center. I've been to other places. I mean, how many people back in the day went to Barrymore's and saw a couple of people play there? And it's like, this sounds like it's going to be a much more elevated version of that, which I think would attract all of the bands that aren't at the top level, because if you're at that sort of on the cusp level, you want to be in this.
Like, if Matthew Good's cruising around now, this is that type of venue, right? Well, like, these,
I would go and pay a lot of money to see Matthew Good in that spot.
Sure. And so, like, for me, in the nation's capital, in terms of number of, like, I went and saw, we don't have to do the whole thing again, but one of my top three favorite bands of all time was this punk band called Anti-Flag. And so they don't get big venues, right? Now, it turned out the lead singer is just an awful, awful human being, and so we're done with that. But I saw them in, I don't even remember the name of the place. It was this tiny, sweaty-ass bar, and, like, I have time for that. Like, I that's kind of the thing you expect when you're going to see punk bands, right? But Against Me, or I went and saw the Gaslight Anthem, and is it the CE Center or whatever it is out by the airport? It's like, it's a shit venue for a concert. It's a convention center, right? Like,
it's terrible.
Right. But you can't, they're never going to sell it or sell enough tickets even for TD Place or whatever. So I don't know. It was sort of, as you meant, the Bronson Center was one. There are a bunch of bars downtown, but you need one that's actually set up to be a nice concert venue that, you know, all the ones we're mentioning are Canadian acts. This, you need something that will attract your mid-sized, or, as you kind of rightly indicated, maybe someone who was big but isn't big now, but you can make it worth it to an American act like that to come up, because it's not a shitty bar. It's not Algonquin College. There's going to be a nice venue here. And I, you know, you've talked about the opportunity to see big names in small venues. You and I've talked a lot of Hip on this show. I saw the Hip before they went to do the Bob Cajun big fest there in 2011, right? A week or so before that, I went with two of my oldest friends to Showplace Theater in Peterborough, which is, like, where they put on plays and stuff, right? Yeah. So was it a tiny little intimate room like you're talking about at Neat and Calabogie? No, but it was, I don't know, less than 1,000 people for sure in this little theater, and it was such a crazy good show. And it was just, they wanted to test the set list, right? They'd been practicing and rehearsing before they went out to do it to 30,000 people. Let's go and do it to a smaller venue. And it's just so different, right? To be right there on top of them and in this. So I think this is awesome, man. I was excited to see another venue like this popping up in the nation's capital. It's been a while, man, since we've had something like this that's coming along new. And I hate
to say this to you, that I haven't taken the train. I'm not a big, like, I like to drive places and get there.
Yeah.
I don't need to take the train. I would take the train to go to this instead of driving.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You've never been on the,
never.
The, the I know it's only open like 30% of the time.
But, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going down 50 to 30. It'll be about six by the time we're done with the show. But I've never been on. I've just never had a reason to really go on it. And so this is something I legitimately, like, if you told me Matthew Good was,
yeah,
was coming,
right,
I would go. I would take the train. I would have a couple of pops and
I think of bands for me, like Against Me, I would go see at a venue like this, right? Like the Gaslight Anthem, I would go see it in a like these sort of sub big arena acts. Perfect.
But I think you'd be surprised too that these acts, like if you think of some of the people that would come along to go, I wonder if they would like to play in something like this.
Sure.
So,
well, some of them will like tour on an acoustic set or something where this would be a better venue for, right? Like things like that. This is going to be great for the city, man.
You know, Great Big C,
yeah,
or 3 Days Grace. I'm just
Blue Rodeo.
Yeah. Like I know a lot of people go to the NAC because Blue Rodeo plays at the NAC quite a bit, right? Because they play at the NAC because of the acoustics and the sound and the intimacy and all of that stuff. And if you can make a venue that's a little bit bigger than that, a little cooler, but even newer when it comes to the sound and
for all you kids out there who've never heard of any of the acts we've just mentioned, I'm sure your people will come too.
Don't make me older than I am, okay?
Hey, I lumped myself in there with you. I wasn't. Lever.
Listen, I'm the guy that watches American Idol to try and keep up with some of the new people, okay? Yo, Care Warriors, been drinking it down. Raise your voices and stare at this town. We're